in the world. I'm John Batchelor with the author, Robert Zubrin. His new book is The Case for Nukes, How We Can Beat Global Warming and Create a Free, Open, and Magnificent Future. What Can Go Wrong and Why? In chronological order. A nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania, Three Mile Island. Number one is shut down. Number two has an anomaly. What happened, Robert? Can you say it quickly?
Sure. Three Mile Island had a meltdown. Okay. Now, the possibility of such an accident was known before Three Mile Island. That is, you can turn off the chain reaction in a nuclear reactor instantly by dropping in the control rods or simply letting the coolant boil out, because without the coolant, the water, the neutrons cannot be slowed down enough to give them a good chance of causing another fission. So if the reactor gets too hot, the water goes away, fission is shut down. However, there are residual radioactive waste products in the nuclear fuel that are still decaying. So you shut down the reactor and instantly the power level goes from 100% to 7%. But then it only slowly decays from 7% down to 1% over the next several hours. And if you don't cool it during that period, that heat is enough to melt the fuel elements in the reactor. Now, the environmentalists said, oh, it's going to melt through the reactor, through the reactor pressure vessel, which is 8 inches of steel, and then through the containment building, which is 8 feet of reinforced concrete, and then through the Earth's crust all the way to the center of the world, and then somehow goes up other side of the world and emerges in China.
China Syndrome, 1979. That's what you're referring to.
That's right, the China Syndrome. Now, in Three Mile Island, there was an extraordinary reactor operator error that caused the coolant to be drained out of one of the two Three Mile Island reactors. And so the reactor instantly shut down the fission chain, but it still had the decay heat. And so the fuel did melt, but it did not melt through the pressure vessel. It melted about 1 inch through the 8-inch steel pressure vessel and stopped, let alone through the 8-foot containment building, let alone to China. Okay. And so Three Mile Island is the only mega disaster in human history in which absolutely no one was hurt. There was a commercial loss. One of the reactors was lost as a commercial proposition, but there was no significant radiological release to the public or even to the reactor operators.
1986, Chernobyl. What happened? What went wrong?
Well, Chernobyl was a Soviet reactor, which is to say it was in a place where everything went wrong all the time. And the Chernobyl reactor had two problems with it that would have made it absolutely impossible to license in any civilized country. One is it didn't have a containment building, which is just ridiculous. And the second is it wasn't moderated by water. It was moderated by graphite, which does not evaporate if the reactor gets too hot. And so it didn't have the kind of negative feedback that a pressurized water reactor would have. And so the reactor operators pulled the rods, they caused the chain reaction to accelerate, and there was nothing to stop it, and it ran away. Now, it wasn't a bomb explosion, because for a bomb, you not only have to have a runaway chain reaction, you have to have it run away so fast that all the energy is released before the thing can disassemble and stop the reaction that way. In the case of Chernobyl, it ran away enough to blow the reactor open about the strength of a small conventional bomb, and it blew the building open. And now you had hot graphite exposed to the Earth's atmosphere, so it caught fire. So that reactor was not only unstable, it was literally flammable. And about 50 to 100 firefighters got fatal radiological doses when they came to put the fire out with their hoses. There was some significant radiation released to the environment. If you use extremely conservative and, I believe, incorrect models, you would say that this amount of radiation released to the environment probably caused 4,000 cancers over the rest of time among the surrounding populations. However, it has to be said that, for instance, coal-fired power plants cause 4 million cancer deaths every year. You would literally have to have a Chernobyl, actually about three Chernobyls a day, in order to have the same amount of toxic exposure to the public as we're getting from the coal-fired power plants.
Let's go to 2011, Fukushima, the reactor on the coast of Japan following a sea quake with a tsunami overwhelming the plants and leading to a cascade of catastrophe. What happened? What went wrong? We have a couple of
Well, at Fukushima, We had an earthquake and a tsunami that was so destructive, it destroyed the entire city and killed 28,000 people, not from the reactor, but from falling buildings and drowning and similar direct causes of the earthquake and tsunami. And three of the six Fukushima reactors were wrecked. However, there was no radiological release of any significance to the public. So actually, the Fukushima is, if anything, proof of the safety of nuclear power, that you could have literally a gigantic disaster on a scale greater than most wars, and the reactors didn't contribute to the disaster in any way.
And finally, nuclear waste. It's been long part of the debate that nuclear waste is inherently dangerous. You identified two places to put nuclear waste. One is at the bottom of the sea. Another is in the desert. Why don't we use the sea, Robert?
Sierra Club, in the 60s, when nuclear power was really small potatoes, they used it as they supported it as a stalking horse for opposing coal and oil.
We have 30 seconds. Go ahead, Robert.
Okay. The environmentalists tried to make disposal of nuclear waste impossible in order to create a problem for the nuclear industry. And the Sierra Club has said so, that that is a tactic. In fact, there's plenty of ways to store nuclear waste. The Navy stores nuclear waste in salt caverns in New Mexico. It's just the civilian power plants that are prevented from having safe storage of their waste in order to create a problem for them. You know, if you outlawed parking, there'd be no way to park a car.
What can go wrong and why? Robert Zubrin, we're going to turn to what goes right, because there's a big case for nukes. That's the name of the book. Robert Zubrin is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.